Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. Let's get right into the lesson. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 8 and 9. By grace you are saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm going to speak for a while on the subject of grace. Grace, the grace that comes from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace is mentioned 159 times in the Bible. There's another word that is often used instead of grace. It is favor. Favor and grace can be used interchangeably in most cases. And then there's that word mercy and patience and gracious and compassion. Between these few words, grace, compassion, mercy, long-suffering, and favor, and graciousness, these words are used in the Old Testament alone 360 times, according to one person's count. I know that people say that we are living in the dispensation of grace. But friend, mankind has never lived in a dispensation outside of the grace of God. It was the grace of God that provided the covering for the nakedness of Adam and Eve. It was the grace of God through His patience that God waited long. He was long-suffering while the ark was being built. He waited patiently, showed His grace continuously as His Spirit strived with the minds and hearts of lost humanity, not willing that any should perish. And when they did, it grieved His heart. He says, "Why will you perish? Turn. Turn from your wickedness and live." So I say, there has never been a dispensation where God's grace was not abundant. Abundantly, His grace has been shown to all the world. My Bible tells me that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. I first read this word grace in the book of Genesis, chapter 6, and verse 8. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the sight of God. This word grace, in this case, could be replaced with the word favor. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. I know you're saying, what about those that died in the flood? Well, His favor that would lead them to salvation was extended to them also. He waited patiently for their repentance. He endeavored on a daily basis with His Holy Spirit to get them to repent, and they would not. The grace of God, the favor of God that leads to salvation, has appeared to all men. Therefore, thou art inexcusable. And then we find that Moses found grace in the eyes of the Lord. In Exodus chapter 33 and verse 17, the Lord said to Moses, "I will do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name." Did you hear those words? God told Moses, "You have found grace in my sight. You, Moses, have found favor with me. I have favor toward you." And then we find in the book of Judges, the 6th chapter, We see where grace is further extended to a farm boy called Gideon. In Judges chapter 6 and verse 17, Gideon said, "If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that you're talking with me." The angel of the Lord showed him a sign, which verified that he had found favor with God. And then in the book of Ezra, chapter 9, in verse 8, we find these words, "For a little space, grace has been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape." I like what the psalmist said in Psalms chapter 84 and verse 11. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." God's grace and his glory is shown to all those who worship him, who reverence him. And then in Jeremiah, we find these words spoken by the Lord. Now these words I'm reading is red letter words. This is God talking. Listen to what God said. "Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel." The Lord said Israel found grace even in the wilderness. Friend, if you're going through the wilderness, God's grace is sufficient. If you're going through testings and trials and temptations, let me tell you, where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. Some people, when they look out upon this world, all they see is an ocean of sin and debauchery. When I look out upon this world, I see two oceans. I see the same ocean that those people seen, but I also see an ocean of grace and mercy and redemption, which is much larger than the ocean of sin and debauchery. Where sin and debauchery abounds, grace does more abound. There's more grace than there is sin. You can't do enough sin to run out of grace. The grace of God is not like your insurance company. If you're not careful, even though you paid some high premiums for your policies, if you continue to make one mistake after another, you violate one law after another, you have one speeding ticket after another, one fender bender after another, pretty soon you'll get a cancellation notice from the insurance company. They will deem you as undesirable, uninsurable. But in the kingdom of God, there is no undesirables. There is no one that can't be covered by this grace. No one will ever receive a letter from the Pearly Gate City telling them that they can no longer be covered by this grace. They have racked up too many sins, too many mistakes, and that now they are uncoverable. You'll never get a notice like that from God.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, oh, but now I can see to us grace that taught my heart to fear and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. 'Tis grace that's brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.